Okay, well, stay on the line, Chris, because also joining us this morning is Andrew McPherson. He's chair of the Cottenham Centre. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
So tell us then, when did Cottenham sign up to become active?
Well, we met Chris and his colleagues earlier this year through a conference organised by Community Action Suffolk. And we were starting to talk about our interest in Nordic walking. There was some interest. I'd been personally a Nordic walker for a few years, as my wife had been. And with the help of Active Suffolk, we managed to get an initial classes off the ground very quickly with a very enthusiastic team. And despite, as Chris has touched upon, the interruption of the COVID lockdown, we've taken a good chunk of our community already forward into the activity of Nordic walking. And in fact, we've now established the Suffolk School of Nordic Walking here at the centre. So it's been a success story from the very beginning. And as Chris has touched upon, if I may say, this point you both discussed regards both mental and physical well-being. Mm. Never was a more important time to recognise the role that that has to play within communities, particularly more rural ones, as we have across Suffolk.
Yeah. How many people signed up then when you launched it, particularly for the Nordic walking?
Well, initially, we had about 15 people who signed up for the Nordic walking course, which the Fit Village project underwrote. And it was a catalyst for some of those changes. Seed funding is so important. It doesn't have to be a huge amount, but it just really got the ball rolling. And subsequently, we've gone on to other projects, which you may touch upon, Carpet Bowls Club, for example, which we kicked off in the autumn of this year. And that, too, within the constraints of social distancing and numbers, has been a big success by bringing members of the community together who were interested in that and wanted to lead that initiative. So it's affected. I mean, we've got about 650 people, I think, in total in the community of Cottenham. And of course, while we extend beyond the actual parish boundaries as such, a good chunk of those people have enjoyed activities underwritten by the Active Suffolk team. And of course, you know, a much wider program that we offer here for the very same purpose.
What difference do you think these activities make then to those people in the local community who are starting to get involved with Fit Villages?
Well, there's the immediate and obvious one of physical activity, and it doesn't matter what age you are and where you are, as long as you've positioned those activities to ensure they're accessible, everybody gets the benefit of that. And without going on about the mental dimension of it, there's no doubt about it. This is all wearing a bit thin now in terms of some of the constraints we have, albeit for very good reasons. And getting people out in the fresh air, if you're indoors where we are, we're extremely lucky with the centre to have high ceilings, lots of space, so we can conduct activities safely and effectively. And the impact it had, I think, is some surprise to some people as to how you know, strong the benefit is. It's the fact they've just got together with people within the community safely and effectively without a huge amount of anxiety, although, of course, everybody is very careful. And it's been an uplifting experience for a great many people, particularly in these rather gloomy times.
I bet it has. I mean, you offer not only yoga, but Pilates and tennis, Nordic walking, as you've spoken about, as well as carpet bowls. You've got a lot on offer for people in that part of Cottenham, haven't you?
We certainly have. And you just have a look at our community website as well, and you look at the daily diary and see what's going on. It's really quite exciting and very encouraging. And you know, we've obviously learned to conduct these events, as Chris has touched upon, safely as possible. The suppliers of services, those people the instructors they've just talked about, are extremely conscientious. And while yes, it's difficult, it is challenging. It just demonstrates life can go on as the new normal, for use that terrible phrase, very effectively. The entire community can benefit. And I think for the long term as well, I'd like to think this coming together, as has been identified elsewhere in the country, a sense of community spirit, which has been driven by this terrible virus that we've got amongst the nation right now.
Andrew, thank you for joining us this morning. And Chris, how can people find out more than about the